boy. Let's go.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, whole world. Oh my gosh, Ilona Europa. Monday, my favorite day of the week. Everybody hates Mondays. I love Mondays because you know what? I can think, I can laugh, I can have good 1 hour of people that I decided to like, and maybe later even like more if they become my friends. But they are my guests. I'm talking about my guests. And today, there will be special show. Everyone is special. Every day is special. Every Monday is special. But, you know, some days are a little bit unusual. I don't know if the guest will be funny, if guests would like to talk, if they are really who I thought they will be. But today, I know one guest very, very well. Hello, Isa.
Hello, Ilona. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, my gosh. I met Isa, I think, like 14 years ago, maybe. And I was... a long story, and I am not sure that I remember very, very well, but I wanted Isa to work with our company because by then I tried to enter music business in America with funky accent, with name only Ilona, exclamation point, and I had one song, I think, that lucky me went to Billboard charts, and I had no idea what to do with it. And for 6 weeks, I was there very, very up on the global charts. Nobody knew what to do with me in my, business, whatever the business was then. And seems like Isa, when I read about her a little bit and I listened to her music, and then she came to our home, I think, and we had a few good conversations. She was just a perfect human being that I just liked it. And you work with people that you like. Mostly.
That's true.
And I
the
think
best way.
Then you find out if they are really good or not. But you, if you like them, you want to be around them. I knew I wanted to be around Isa. And we worked for a little bit. Then Isa was smart enough, probably leaving the company that we had, and do On Magic in Vegas. Lisa, I know I'm expecting some phone call from Europe, but before you introduce our very important guest of the hour, I would like people to know you a little bit more. Who is Isa? And I know the next week you'll be my guest because we have real, real good stuff going on in your life. But tell us, you are Wonder Woman in this business. And we had great conversation before we entered to the studio saying how persistence is important in this music business. And I think you are one of these people, like me. You don't give up. You just do little left, little right. You come back to something else. Tell us who you are. How did you start? But well, if I stop you because we have the phone call from Europe, sorry. Okay.
Basically, I started music as a songwriter. I was signed to EMI Music Publishing. I got a very early start in music because my father was a musician. But to make a long story short, when I met you, right after that, I moved to Las Vegas. I got more into the business side and booking artists and all that, and left the creative side for about 10 years.
A long time. But so again, it says that you don't do things like... okay, 1 hour here, 2 hours there. When you dedicate
I'm
your
dedicated.
Brain, you are
very dedicated. I'm very dedicated.
I love this about you. I love.
And so I got lots of knowledge, lots of connections. You know, it's been a great journey. But you know, this leads me. The reason I'm here tonight with you, Ilona, is I wanted to introduce you to a brilliant, amazing artist, a true artist. There's not a lot of those left. He's truly I mean, when you're going to play the music.
We will play
and
music. Okay, we got a Europe calling. Okay, we'll come back to us, but we need to...
The phone call.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh.
Prince Mario Max speaking.
One more time. People know you. People love you. You are coming and going like, sorry, where is Waldo? Because you are here, you are there. And now we have again our wonderful prince that just befriended Accent On, calling us from Europe. Prince Mario Max. Hey, how are you?
I am very fine. Thank you so much, Ilona. And I had the best time. I just arrived from LA today, actually, back to Europe, because you know what happened. I was doing a keynote speech after Michael Beckwith and next to Dr. Patch Adams. So that was amazing at the Ascent Expo at the LA Convention Center. And my topic was the secret of royal success, how everyone can have a royal life. And it's my first start of the motivational speaking series. So I want to let others know and share the secret how they have a truly amazing life. And I want to share this secret. So it was a fantastic speech.
I hate I couldn't come. I thank you so much for the tickets. I cannot even tell you how much pissed I was that I couldn't come and see you. But I know you are like my brother. Then I know I will be probably listening to you, talking to us how to be successful and happy. And I don't know if we can be rich like you and have this prince or princess title. I want one. But I know this, you need to have it, and you have it. What you can give us, one advice from your beautiful motivational speaking history, what we can do today to change our life for a little better?
Okay, I can tell you right away, you always have to tell yourself, it's never too late. There is always the right time to start, and then never ever give up and always follow your dream. You know what? There is always a time you can do things. I always wanted to do runway and be a fashion model. And then I started with Berlin Fashion Week just a few weeks ago in Europe. And then I was doing the runway 2 days ago for three designers. I was assigned to one fashion show. And then two more designers came to me and they said, you are so enthusiastic. You have so much fun on the table.
Yes, you are.
We want you to. So that's the thing what you do. You never give up. You follow your dream. You do not look in your passport about your age. Your birth certificate does not matter at all. There is always the right moment, and the right moment is now. It is never too late, and you always follow your passion and follow your dream. If you want to be a singer, you go to your coach, you go to your consultant, and start it now, no matter what age you are. If you want to do the modeling, if you want to take pictures, you do it now. If you want to start an individual company and leave your old job, you take the courage and start it. It is never too late. You can always start new, and you can always succeed. Many, many very well-doing people have taught us, and you are the one you're going to make it next. And this is the message I want to spread.
Mr. Prince, I really want people one more time who never heard you before, because I think you were three times on my radio show. You are Prince, and I'm not even joking. You have amazing lifestyle. You are very smart, very well educated, really good looking, obvious. I'm not wondering that you will be on runways. You really are a good looking man, and you have great clothes, and seems like you have everything. And I know how hard you are working, and you said to me once, I don't sleep. When I have a goal, I'm excited. I always know that something next I can create of something what was before. And you genuinely love people. You like people. You are like, just so likable.
When I walk the street, I like to watch into faces. I like when I'm at a party or place, what I love is to look in people's eyes and see their faces. I mean, this is most fascinating. Isn't our world wonderful? How many different faces there are, how many different expressions there are. And so I like the American society where people are friendly, where people are open, where it's multicultural. I love this. And on the other hand side, I mean, it's a nation, America, where all people came from all over the world. And I think, like, I have an accent, and so many people have an accent, and it's so beautiful, it's so cool, it makes it so diverse, it makes it so colorful. And I think this melting pot of all the cultures, of all the ideas, of all the background, heritage, religions, that make it so beautiful. And that's why I love the United States so much, because everything is open. And that's what I love.
And we love you too. And we cannot wait for you to go come back here. And I know there will be in a few days back into LA.
Yes, I will be back very soon. And then I will be also back coming to your studio. I also saw Ryan Cross. So a little bit to my personal story. I'm Prince zu Schaumburg-Lippe. And my family dates back 1,000 years and founded Hamburg and Lübeck and Kiel in Germany. And my father's mother is a princess of Denmark. And he comes from 1,000 years prince and princess in his ancestry. So there is like relation from my father to every royal house in the whole of Europe.
Gosh, and, I love it.
I just met at your show the wonderful friend and buddy Ryan Cross, who was on the famous movie Hitch the Dead Doctor with Will Smith, and we became great friends on your show. So he put me on his movie My Ex Again, which will go into production soon. And so also Ryan came to say hi at my motivational speech.
I saw the picture, and you both will be a guest on my show. But today I would love you to meet my gorgeous a guest, and very, very special guests too. And somehow I believe that you will love them too. Okay, Isa, very fast in one line, could you tell hi to Prince and
hi,
tell
Prince, Priwa. Nice to meet you. I hear wonderful things about you.
He owns really dance clubs, and he's looking for gorgeous American girl to marry, because he's young and gorgeous, and he is a prince, and he wants a good wife. We
I will
find
help
him
you.
Great wife. We'll help him, that's
I
for sure.
I will help you find a girl.
Isa, you are a music producer.
I'm producing dance music, commercial mainstream dance house music.
Wow,
with
that's huge in Europe.
A really
it
good
is.
Girl.
I've got a distribution deal in the UK. I have this great song, which Ilona will share with you, releasing in April. And I've got a big promotions company in England also servicing it to all the big DJs over there. So I'm very excited. You'll hear it, Prince.
And now, really, we need to do big boo. I wish I have drums, but that's a reason to say why I don't have a Isa. This is, in a way, your guest that I'm so thankful you brought to the studio. And I had the pleasure to talk already a little bit before entering our studio. Could you introduce our friend, and then maybe we'll pass
absolutely
1 minute introduction
absolutely
from his mouth to ears of Prince. Okay,
introduce you to the amazing, his name is C.G. Reich, and he's here with us this evening.
C.G. Reich, hi.
What's happening? How are you doing?
I know.
What's happening, Prince?
Hello. Great to talk to you.
Okay, Mario Max, this gentleman is a PBS big TV star. He has a great, amazing show and great past in the music business. He writes music for movies. He is an amazing drummer surrounded by so much drums and creates a show. I don't know if people really I never really saw the guy like that. I saw his beautiful pictures and videos, and I read his very, very unusual bio, because he's doing so many things also in his life. And I know this is something that you will go crazy about, because it's just so dynamic, it's so multicultural in a way. And tell us, CJ, a little bit about you, that because I think we'll get together with Prince and we'll just love each other very much so, because he likes music, he owns dance clubs, he promotes lots of great artists too. Then just tell us.
Well, it sounds so much better when you guys say it, but
I know.
In general, yeah, I do. most people say I wear a lot of hats. The reality, I wear one hat. I'm a storyteller. I'm a film director. I'm also a visionary composer. And but really, they're all the same. It's all the same thing. It's about putting the cookies where the kids can reach them and entertaining people, touching people in the heart, inspiring them, encouraging them to dream or empowering. All the same. Entertainment's very powerful. It can be used for the wrong reasons. It can be used for the right reasons. And I've always felt that it's much more beautiful when you use it for the right reasons to bless other people rather than your own ego. So, but yeah, I got my hands on a lot of those things, mainly directing, motion picture. And, I write, edit, compose in that world. And then, of course, my music world is more of a kind of a big production, which is kind of combined modern day Pink Floyd with the Cirque du Soleil feel, with a lot of drumming, very multicultural. But the idea is all the same. It's to entertain that person that came and sat in that seat to empower them and get them to, take their mind off the bills and have a great
time.
You
motivate people in different ways, because when they're leaving your show, they better have better energy to enter to another day. And hopefully that's what good music, good entertainer, and good storyteller leaves, in people's, in public.
Even more than that, I think when you can look somebody in the eyes and smile, that can be way more empowering than your whole performance. It's the idea that people matter and that you make it, the concert or the film, feel like it's all there for them. And because it is. And when you do it under those circumstances, the people that or concert goers, and they're not dumb. They're very intuitive.
Right away, they know it's honest. And
when they feel like there was something special that night, that's how you build a career out of something. That's how you also, sleep good at night, because, it's a win-win situation. And I think that's what entertainment needs to be.
I really believe that Ryan and our dear friend, Prince, when he'll be back in LA, and if happens that CJ has shows around, that we can go and just bring a lot of people and just enjoy this moment. I know that you need to sleep, Prince, because Prince sleeps sometimes. I think.
Not from what I hear.
Not what we hear, but I think I will just say we love you, we miss you, and I know you. In a few days you will be here, and I cannot wait. What is the another journey that you will bring with you to tell us about? And yeah, welcome back soon, okay? Mario! Oh, he fell asleep.
I was so boring.
No.
He fell asleep.
It's so funny because I have Astia. Now I know where he was. He's not like popped up Astia. Okay, we'll let you sleep because I know it's 3 a.m, I think, in Europe
good night,
right now.
Prince.
Good night, Prince. This sounds so good. Oh my God. Good night, Prince. Okay. Yeah, you know what, CJ? I think music speaks more volume than any description. And I think we'll be listening to your songs, your production, and you will tell us the story behind every song. Okay, then maybe we'll start from, what would you like? Echoes of Silence? Would you like I
Echoes
See You?
Echoes of Silence is a great place to start.
I thought so.
express yourself. Don't be afraid. Be free, my son.
And Ilona were together, say,
beautiful.
Wow. What a sound. Big, poetical, visionary, really dramatic, full of sounds, wall of sounds. Of course, 80s, like you say, Pink Floyd, big, big. It's not like, is everything working beautifully together? You are adding a little dialogue. You are adding children voice, which always makes me cry. My heart beats
my daughter.
Harder. Oh, congratulations. Oh, your voice.
The other one was my son, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Whole family. Now you need to tell us a little bit more about this song.
Very kind things. I'm paying, and just so everybody out there knows, I'm paying these people a lot of money to say nice things about me. Normally it wouldn't be so.
I wish, but not really.
You know, there's actually a very deep meaning to the song. At the time, I was touring with an artist that was, let's say, not doing things, treating his fans right. I was doing a lot to help him develop himself where he was. And it just came to a point where I stepped away from the project. And I've been writing music for films and for artists for years. So I tried to write my own stuff and put it out on CD to provide myself a gig in between the tours. And I walked away from this artist. And then I was, to make it short, a guy was talking to me about doing a PBS special. And he really loved my music. And I thought, you know, I'm not even doing this as an artist. I'm just trying to, provide for my family. And I felt like a tap on my shoulder, like God told me. He said, you know what? All the years you studied to be a producer and all the years you learned to compose and all the years you learned to, all the stage performance and all this was for you. Those were your training years.
Spotlight now
I want you to go do this, and it really hit me, and it blew me away that would be the concept and that God intended for me. And so when I wrote my second album, I called it Echoes of Silence, because it was all the things that had been silent, all the things I was trying to do through someone else's channel that was being, you know, I was doing it, but they were getting all the glory for it. And I was really in the background, not getting much of the credit when I was really the driving force. So all that silence, it was the echoes of those silence that now people are being able to hear from me as an artist. So it's actually the turning point of my career from leaving the percussion world, you know, being all those things, but being them for someone else, to becoming an artist.
Focus on yourself. Which means, again, Isa, I was saying 14, 15 years ago, I met you, and our lives are intertwined. We see each other once a year. I don't know why we are keeping this beautiful contact with no effort almost.
That's going to change. We're going to
go. Is something, I don't know, something is there, and I think we met because we loved dance music and electronica music. Now I know you are having big hopes for your own dreams, the same like CJ says. You are doing so much for somebody else. Now it's time for you also, yes?
That's interesting. CJ, I didn't realize.
We all are coming
that
back.
Story, the like, echoes of silence, exactly the meaning of it. I never realized that.
That's a you are really a storyteller. And, but when you hear the voices, everybody sees their own vision. And when you don't know.
Who are the singers on that? They're really beautiful voices.
Patrick Zubiati, who is the Gregorian chant on all my albums. And then that particular one is Kerry Golden. Jill Book, the Book Driver, is actually my singer. But when we did the album, I put out like two albums like in 6 months, you know. And so
you
after
were
that,
ready. Then, you were ready.
Then my band, from then on is kind of who I use now on my new album.
Yeah, so. I would love, we'll be listening to another song. And then you need to explain us, because we had no chance to see you live, but, or Isa, or both of you, how, what we can expect when we come to the theater and to see your performance, okay? Will you tell us? Okay, but right now, do you think that I see you or never again? Or which one would you like
us to
play?
I'm going to let Isa pick. I don't know.
You know what? Never again.
Thank you.
again. I'm saying, wow. My face was smiling. It was dramatic. I know the song is really, really full of drama. And Evanescence came and sang on your track. I'm joking. This girl really sounds like her. Yes. Very, very good. Who is she?
You're an air guitar player, ain't you?
Yeah. No, I just I just love time for the solos. You know, in this age, nobody has time for solos.
I got time.
You got a time.
We all got time.
You know, but that's why you are on the stage, because you know solos requires also the visual attention to the talent that is. You did in the song, like I say, the girl is very good. You know, the track is great. Did you write the song?
I wrote everything. Yeah.
No, then again, you are a storyteller. You know what you want to play, how you want to place the drama. The girl does great job. I was saying Evanescence and Enya on steroids, but just perfect. And then you included this amazing, amazing, amazing solo. Who was the guitarist?
Tommy V. Tommy V used to play with Whitesnake. He really made his mark. And Bobby Caldwell. I played with Bobby Caldwell for 10 years. Great player.
Congratulations. I don't know what to say. Now, we are talking your show. Because always when you hear the big wolf sound, you see not one or two or three musicians. I know that you are surrounded by drums. And I know how, you are just acting out the biggest role of your life because you are so dramatic and everybody's focused on you. But you have a lot of great people around you.
I'm very fortunate to work with world-class musicians, a lot of big names in the project. But nobody ever went to hear a show. You go to see a show. And the visual, I think, is just as important as the audio when you're at a live concert, that experience that you're seeing and hearing. And a lot of performances these days are shelling a lot of money out towards big production numbers that cost way too much money and are great for the Grammys, but they don't work in real life. And then, but at the same time, I mean, whatever happened is having great musicians get up there and blow your mind. I mean, it used to happen. So for me, I combine that also with the art of filmmaking, being a film director, putting film behind a project that not multimedia or a lot of stuff that people are doing, but coming at it more from a visual effects and more from a film directing storytelling standpoint behind the music with world-class musicians. And then something that we do that's totally different is bring in world-class percussionists so that some of the numbers will be embellished with world-class percussion playing, as well as we'll come out and do just drum numbers, which would be very unique to like a Stomp or a Blue Man Group, except it's more based around a folklore and based around showmanship.
Wow.
So it's a powerful. It's a very unique show. There's really nothing out there like it. And the model we have for the bigger project is really, I think, a model that's going to help shape the industry as far as being able to make sense with the numbers, as well as, when I say numbers, financing a big tour, as well as how to make it work based on the ticket prices and how to get people in the seats. It's a fine line, and the model needs to change sometimes, and people don't think like that. You need to think from the ground up.
Young people need to have a chance to see something like that too, not only going once a year for very expensive, you know, pop star that the mother is bleeding to give them tickets, but see so many live musicians who really...
And even that pop star is lip syncing and not really laying it down. I mean, it's and not that they couldn't sing, it's the idea that it's that live performance, man. I mean, I'd rather you go see the Stones or Floyd or, you know, James Taylor. I don't care if it's that or a country artist or whatever, but it's that live performance that people are really presenting what you came to see, rather than this backing track garbage where the person that's singing it never wrote the song, doesn't belong on the stage. You know, they're a face person to the company, and it's just not what music's supposed to be. Most music's supposed to be, it's art, man.
Yeah.
We got to get back to the art, and everywhere else in the world, they got it right. You know, I mean, especially Europe. I mean, Europe's kicking. They really understand what art's about with the big festivals, and you know, a lot more of the hard rock.
Tell me about that.
It's real, man.
And Tell me about it. Most of my friends, American friends, they ask me how this happens that we have so many festivals in Europe. I'm from Poland, and I'm telling you, summer is short, and we have few good days in before winter starts, and still we are filled with hundreds of thousands of people sitting, watching, waiting, paying for shows, and the bestest artists, and like you say, they're mostly instrumentalists. We are not worried about that. If people come, they will.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm dying. Okay, I have some funky, and I think that's my song. Okay, I will tell you a little bit more about that. Okay, I'm playing. Little cute, I don't know what to say. That was a big experiment for me. I was working with Jerry Jones, and I was recording for Sony Pictures my vocal loop library with my voice. And Jerry Jones works exclusively in electronic world of music, and I love culture. I didn't know anybody that could really compose something like that and requires drums and fills. And just anyway, Jerry Jones is from Texas. He writes a lot of unusual music. But anyway, we were trying to create some unusual, similar, a little tiny similar of what you are doing in real world many, many, many years ago. And there was only one thing that we did. And we have a lot of different style of music. But the culture and including unusual style of music and taking chances on your vocalist too, because I love to do crazy vocals outside of dance music. I do lots of stuff too, but that's what is exciting to me, because you said that the multicultural also focus on what you want to do on the stage, and I hear, you know, in your production you are including influences from all around the world, and you don't need to be one of them to feel like them. And obviously I never sang like that before, but when Jerry, you know, produced these tracks, he was using my loop library. I didn't even, in a way, you know, told him what to choose from. I know musicians can do crazy, wonderful stuff. I wish we could do stuff like that. No, I don't know if I could really in real life, but you are doing that, and I am very, very impressed. Impressed because you are putting big picture into people's minds, hearts, and you tell the story. You have amazing instrumentalists. You are in the middle of all of that. You got things behind that shows also visuals to everything what you wanted people to understand about what is on a stage and how it's played. You're like the puppeteer of our hearts, brains in good way, or king of our feelings. I don't understand. That's a powerful thing to do.
Well, you know, I was very fortunate in the percussion world. I'm internationally known, playing, which I'm very fortunate. But with that said, one of the greats, Armando Peraza. A lot of people might not know. Percussionists out there definitely know who he is. He's one of the he's first bongo setter for Santana. One of the, and Easton knows who he is. One of the first people to bring Cuban music over in the States. I met him out in Palm Springs. He said some very nice things to me, which I never repeat because that's just for me. Uh-huh. But we were talking, and I mentioned something. I don't know if I was trying to impress him or what, but I mentioned something about a guy by the name of Giovanni, who's like the baddest conga player on the planet. That's undisputed, pretty much. And he turns to me, and he goes, "Hey, man, F Giovanni." And he got real upset. I thought, man, where's this going? You know?
Interesting.
And he goes, "You know, I was a effing revolutionary, and I did this and I did that, right?" And so I'm listening to him. He goes, "But you know what, CG?" He said, "Nobody can be you, and nobody can be me." He said, "This is music. It's art. Forget Giovanni. Giovanni is Giovanni, and you are you." The point is that there's always somebody more connected, more famous, more talented, or however you want to look. But nobody can be you better than you.
Well, you're a motivational speaker, too. We need to both of you put together. I'm not even joking. I smell business because they call me matchmaker. I smell something good here. Isa, you know, they talk from two different things, but we have royalties and we have real big musician who really puts these things, you know, into our hearts and mind and makes us believe and breathe what you are saying.
That's very
unusual, you know. I love two crazy people. You know, I'm saying crazy because in a way we need to be crazy. Musicians need to be half crazy because we need to believe in ourselves. That's what you are saying. It's always somebody is somebody else, better, whatever, prettier, nicer. I don't care what you will do with yourself.
Only you can. Matters. Nobody can be you better than you. And we all have a voice. And if we learn to develop that voice and be driven enough to do what, you know, God's called us to do, you know, we can be successful at it. And success doesn't mean you're on top of the world driving in a Lamborghini. Success means that the people that hear you, you're blessing them. They come up and say, they say nice things about you. What they really mean is that you're touching them. You're blessing them. And that's what entertainment is supposed to be for. And really, that's just saying that you're doing your job.
You need to be back, Isaac. You need to be back with us because I want to play more music and I'm hoping we have one more song and I already cry. That is only one. But I love your storytelling. You have a lot of things. And if you really understand right now what is Accent On, I know a lot of people listening and downloading. We never know who is listening.
Yes.
And maybe they're parents of some child that just dreams, big dream. And parents say, we'll get you nowhere.
Yes.
What is the music business? Look at this, drugs, alcohol, bad people. And, son, do something else. I don't know how we can inspire people because music never hurts. We know that learning music, dreaming, and just expressing yourself never hurts. Helps. But I think, I don't know if you have ever angled, also to talk to young people and how we can bring young people to shows like yours.
Yeah,
how?
That's a big question with a big answer. I mean, it's, you know, the way you develop or promote stuff is to, you know, it takes up a tremendous amount of money, takes up a tremendous amount of resources and avenues to get to them.
But sponsors.
But with that said, you meet people every day, and everybody's important. And I think if you lead by example, that you know, you can inspire people more than just having fancy words.
Now, you inspired me to think that music still can have this big sound. Than 80s were, 90s
music,
were.
Music has gone, gone nowhere. It's just, I think it's here in the United States, unfortunately, it's almost like The Walking Dead. It's not alive, it's not kicking, but everywhere else in the world, it's happening, man.
And even Isa, we know because, electronica, dance music, 70s, 80s, dance music wasn't what dance music is right now. Even with crossing the genres in last year, I think we have pop country even is expressing themselves in a funky ways, trying to cross over with hip-hop. And that's good. Because it's better than just staying in one genre and say, you cannot do this. We know you by that. You cannot reach a new public. But fact is that we forgot about the real knowledge of how to play, how to study music, and take a child, you know, to the piano lessons, guitar lessons, And even when they don't want to practice, you still keep them going. You know, that's important too.
Learn to get the knowledge you need to be able to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. You know, no war is won without infrastructure. Yeah. You know, you have to build the infrastructure to move forward.
You're right.
And today, technology's there, so people automatically, I'm a record producer.
Yeah.
I'm a film director without ever going down that path, understanding what it really takes to learn that. But if you do learn that and spend the time now, the whole world's at your fingertips, because it doesn't take a gazillion dollars to do things anymore.
And that's the difference. When we're listening to your music, your production, that includes everything what you are talking about, yeah. You know, the knowledge, the talent, and you have great artists with you. You have your own vision.
Yeah.
And you are king of what you want to do right now. And doesn't matter what country king you are. Could be tiny country, and you are still king. You know what I'm saying? You could spread your news. But fact is that it seems like you grab something, and you have the right now something not to sell, to give to people, yeah. That is bigger than life.
Well, you said something important. You said, I'm the king of what I do. The reality of it is I might be, but what I choose to do is get off the throne and give it to the person that's listening and let them put them on the throne.
That's great king. That's very good king.
and be more of a servant.
Yes.
And so in your production and your vision and what you do, you try to do things that can mean something. Maybe that's vocally saying something that could inspire somebody or say something that's relevant. You know, I think what's important in the music industry are three things: relevancy, relatability, and marketability. You know, those three
honesty.
Things.
You know, and be true to yourself. You know what I'm saying?
True to yourself and true. Yeah, don't do things for a buck, man. I teach my kids that. You know, don't sell out. You know, money will always come if you stick to, you know, being true to yourself. Just have integrity in what you do. Let your words and your actions combine to become one, and put out a good product. You know,
and put your face what you are doing. That's crazy, Ilona, funky English Ilona, accented Ilona, who doesn't speak English well. But fact is that I have a daughter who is also studying music at USC, and, you know, she's taking all the way, and she's studying business, and she has so much knowledge and not too much practice right now. Yeah. It's almost overwhelming. She needs to step into she's producing movies, short films. Oh, boy, like, you know, she's trying to find herself in beautiful, beautiful way. But to know that when you are putting your name behind something that is yours, and you feel that's you, like, is the next week we'll be listening to your song, and 16 years later you are coming around. When I met you, you were the dance producer for dance music. Now you are creating your own label. You will be you have things going on, and we'll be listening to results. Okay, at the first release, yes, first single on, yes,
sounds good.
I cannot wait. With the same, we have almost 4 minutes which we need to play your song, and I don't want to stop. But CJ, will you be back?
I would be honored. Oh, very sweet.
I'm really excited about that. This is a serious stuff, and we want to hear more of your music and listen to your storytelling. And maybe we even get you together with Prince, and maybe even our friendship will be tightened, and Isa, you'll be with us too. I promise. We'll make this happen. I see you. I like that we finish on the song. I see you. That's what we'll be playing right now, yes? Okay. We'll see you soon, all of us, okay? And again, maybe you give us your website, okay, that people can find you.
CGRYCHE.com, CGRYCHE.com.
He doesn't have an accent. God, thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.